do that. You imagine a shepherd, okay? A shepherd, what does he look like? Think about what he looks like. Think about his eyes. They're like blue flames because they have passion, passion for you. And where are you? Are you stuck in some mud somewhere? Where are you at right now? Are you relaxing somewhere? Are you doing okay? Are you stuck in a mud puddle? Wherever you are, he's coming for you. See him coming for you. He's saying to you, I have everything you need. I'm with you here. I live inside of you. Can you let him come over and pick you up from where you're at? Let him come over and pick you up right now. Let him carry you. There's a beautiful walled garden that he has prepared just for the two of you. Let him take you into that walled garden. Now, if your brain's trying to distract you with extraneous thoughts, tell it, go sit over there in the corner. I'm not paying attention to you right now. I'll get you later. Just let this beautiful, strong, muscular shepherd pick you up and carry you into this walled garden that he's prepared just for you and him. And he carries you in there, and he has you lie down in some very soft green grass. There's a pool of water there, still water. Can you lay down on the grass and just relax? This is just for you. Just for you. And he picks up this pitcher. It's made out of crystal diamonds. And he fills it with water. And he just starts to pour it all over you. And it's warm and alive. And it begins to restore your soul. What does that mean? It means it's restoring your hope. It's restoring your childlike faith, your ability to use your imagination to engage him. Now, you could stay here as long as you want, and I'm recording this so you can go back later. I'll put that on the website too, and you can do this again, but I have other things I want to do with you, so I'm not going to let you stay there. You could stay there a long time, right? I know I could. How many people could feel or see the Lord or experience something there? Okay, and I want to tell you, you were using your imagination, and I know the imagination gets a bad rap sometimes, like it's evil imaginations. Well, it's also the eyes of your heart, okay? And when Jesus said, unless you turn and become like a little child, you know, sometimes we're so worried. Oh, that new age, you know, we're like real suspicious of everything. Well, I don't know about you, but when my kids were little, if I saw them getting involved in something that was unhealthy, I didn't step back and say, oh, I guess I'll figure it out. Right? God will intervene if we're going the wrong way. Right. Okay, but your imagination, that's part of your childlikeness. Right. People love imagination. They love fantasy. Well, why don't we use our imaginations to begin to imagine everything that God says about us is true. Yeah. And imagine it. And the reason I'm starting a Court of Heaven talking about the imagination is because a lot of this stuff that we're given in the Bible about the courts of heaven and doing greater works in Jesus, that's where it's going to start.
Yeah.
You know, there's people, and I'm sorry, I can't remember his name right now. And I read so many books, it's hard to remember where I get all this information. But he started off by imagining himself raising people from the dead, studying every incident of it in the, maybe Womack, maybe that's his name.
Womack.
Is that who it is? Okay. And then he started having dreams about it. But what you focus on, okay, what you focus on, what you sow into, you're going to develop in that area. You say, and I know when I first started looking at the courts of heaven stuff, I didn't really feel much. I didn't see it. I'm a feeler, but I'm declaring over myself, I'm going to see better and better in the spiritual realm. And of course, I do see angels, and I've had some experiences with a cloud of witnesses, and the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, but I want to see even better. Okay? And whatever sense you are, if you're a seer, if you're a feeler, if you just know stuff, praise God for that. Can you please right now say, I want to like myself the way I am right now? That's so pleasing to God. He's so jazzed by that. He likes you too. He likes you too. You know? And, you know, some of the greatest enemies of ours are perfectionism, idealism, comparing ourselves to others. Like right now, I just want to ask angels to come around the room with trash cans, garbage cans. Could you just throw it? Oh, throw it. Okay, angels, not just me. Grab them. Okay. They're going to come around with garbage cans, and I want you to throw all of your idealism and perfectionism and comparing yourself. Go ahead. They're coming around the room. Throw it in there. Throw it in there, okay? You don't need that. I guarantee there's somebody here who's better than you. There's somebody here who's worse than you. What do you need that? You don't need that. And the person we compete with the most is ourself, and we always lose. Okay, so I can see those garbage cans are getting filled up. Take them out of here, angels. Okay, we don't want those, okay? Shall we do another little journey with God now using our imagination? Okay, all right, let's do that. So, whoa. So, yeah. Gonna start. If I start walking backwards, that means there's a lot going on. Okay. So, anyway, Kayla, if it's helpful to close your eyes, close your eyes. If not, keep them open. All right. So, you can see the Father in the distance. And what is he doing? What is he doing over there? What do you see him doing? I don't know why. I always see him picking blackberries. Okay, but you might see something else. So, over there, what's the Father doing? He hasn't noticed you yet. But then he looks up and he sees you and he drops what he's doing. And he's smiling at you and then he starts to run towards you. He's so happy to see you. What does he look like? He has this white flowing hair and a white beard. What is he dressed like? He's running towards you. He's so happy to see you. He comes over to you and he has his arms out. Would you like him to pick you up? He would like to pick you up. Yes, he would. He says, I'm so happy to see you. You can feel his face, feel his beard. And as he's hugging you with his strong arms, you can feel his breath. He says, would you like to spend some time with me? What would you like to say to him? What would you like him to say with you? He wants to hear it all. He's got all the time for you. You're so important to him. Not because of anything you do or don't do. And once again, you could spend a long time there. A long time there. Come back to me. Come back to me. Now, sometimes we have blockages to going up into heaven and being with the Father. And that we're going to get to the courts of heaven here. But the reason I'm doing this with you first is because anything that you do needs to be on the basis of friendship with God.
Yes.
Of being his precious, beloved child. And when you begin to get that down pat, then he's going to draw you further into that bridal relationship. And the last thing we do today is going to be that. Whoa. And then finally, into a spousal relationship. And that's where I'm working for God comes in, because I'm married to him and we're doing it together. But, you know, you want to run with chariots. You always want to be in the spirit and not out of your soul. You run with chariots in your soul, you might get tripped up. You might end up under the wheels. Not good. I think I've done that before. Okay. Yeah, don't want to repeat that story. So anyway, part of this going up into the courts of heaven has to do with advancing in your comfortableness with God. You see? Because when you do intercession, you go to God and you're asking for stuff, right? Okay, that's because I'm needy and I'm hoping you're going to answer me. And then you go a little further and you start doing warfare. And warfare is based on, okay, there's a situation and I need to prevail. See, so I'm going to try to call on stuff to help me prevail. But what God is trying to get us to eventually, and he's happy with you right where you're at. Okay, don't forget that. He wants to get to the point where we have what's called governance. And governance is I know fully my identity in him. Say, I understand what it means that I'm in union with him. Yes. And so I go up in the courts of heaven and I'm not asking for it. And I'm not struggling for it. I'm declaring what I know is his will that he's allowing for me, and I'm making it happen. Yes. Say, and what we're going for in that eventually is that we don't even pray. We just declare and it happens. Yes. You say, but it goes back once again. It starts with that imagination. Someone gave me a word a year ago that my husband and I were going to buy an investment property. And at that point, I started imagining it, thinking about it, saving for it. And we're closing this Monday. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And there was angelic assistance for that. Because the day before this house was found for us, I saw three big angels in that city having a conversation about getting us a house. So then I knew it was going to happen, and the next day it happened. So I want to encourage you, start off with where you're at and then take advantage of God leading you. He wants to help you. He wants to guide this whole process. He showed me that he wanted me to study the courts of heaven. He had somebody out of the blue send me books about it. He had three of my clients in a row, one day after the other, asked me to help them deal with the Masonic stuff in their background. Say, and I want to encourage you, if you have struggles that you can't seem to find answers for, I think the answer for you is probably in the courts of heaven, where you need to learn how to do prayers to dismantle the generational inheritance that you're carrying. You see, like I know Maddie, you beautiful talk about fear. Well, you can have an inheritance in your bloodline of fear, so that the fear you're experiencing is not just yours.
Yeah.
See, it's actually coming in from the family line. Yeah. And now, when I give you this paper, which we're going to do at the very end, I think, okay? There's one of those codes on there where you can pull up the website. But down at the bottom of there's one article in there that has a bunch of books that you can get to help you learn this stuff. And toward, I put those books at the bottom of the list because I don't want you to jump to that. I want you to really engage God as your friend. You see what I mean? I know that, you know, we want to get results. And so many times we're looking to outcomes and things outside of us to get better. But if you would look here inside to your communion and connection with God, that's what needs to get better so that you won't be afraid of any outcome. You see? You don't have to be like, oh, unless this happens for my family or that happens for my job, what am I going to do? Well, no matter what happens, I'm going to be fine. You see? Once you get that solidified, heaven is full. Oh my gosh, such an adventure.
Yeah.
You know? If you're on a journey with God, I want to help you get to an adventure. And if you're on an adventure with God, I want you to begin to participate in a multi-dimensional epic.
Come on.
Okay? Would that be good?
Yeah.
And wherever you're at, that's where you start. But like I know 40-something years ago, I was in desperate straits. I was depressed, anxious. I was on all these drugs for it. Had four little kids. Didn't know what I was going to do. But even then, I knew if I just kept, and this is what I kept saying every day, somehow, some way, God, you have an answer for me. You have help for me. See, and you begin, and I have something in there too about the declarations, how important they are.
Yeah.
You are coaching yourself constantly about life or about death. And I'm happy to see, Deb, you teach that here. I can see it in your people. Okay? That's so important, not to say negative things over yourself, over your life, over anybody. Okay? All right, let's go for another little spin, shall we? But this time, I'm going to play for you a song. I hope I can get on your internet to do it. Let's see, I have to pause that. Oops. I have studied some Hebrew and some Greek, but I'm not very good at it. But there's a lot of the language of the Bible that we don't get the underlying meaning of how it's actually legal language. The ecclesia, the church, is that was a word for a ruling governmental body.
Right.
See, we're meant for governance. We're meant for ruling. And as we begin to understand how to do that, we can go up in the courts of heaven, because what's happening in the courts of heaven is a couple things. There's a great big old book there. Everybody got a book. And in that book, oh, speaking of imagination, you know the first act of imagination you ever encountered? God thought you up.
Yeah.
He thought you up, it says in Ephesians chapter 1, before the foundation of the world.
Yeah.
He imagined you.
Before he ever put us in.
Before you ever showed up in your mother's womb.
Right.
So don't give me anything. Don't let him tell you imagination's bad. Okay, so in that book is all your possibilities, all your potential. Some of which you may be able to experience here, or you may finish it in heaven. Doesn't matter. Okay? But as we go into the courts of heaven, what we're doing is we're invoking, we're saying to God, this is what you said about me, what you said about me in my book. And you can seek him and say, God, show me. Show me what's written.
Yeah.
You know, I know one thing that's written in my book is that I was always meant to be a healer. You know, it's like from the time I was a little kid, I always wanted to fix the bird or to fix, you know, whatever looked broken. Or at 13 years old, I was reading Can This Marriage Be Saved in Good Housekeeping Magazine. I was just driven by this passion. I want to see healing in people. Okay, because it's one of the things that's written in my book. Lots of things are written in my book. I want to find out all of them, don't you? So, you know, some of these resources, this guy, Robert Henderson, he's got a ton of books. I think I've read about 10 of them, some of them multiple times. And I'm really trying to apply those things. So as you go in the courts of heaven, you're going on the basis of a couple things. One is you're going on the basis of what God has said about you and what God's intention is for you. Okay? We're not meant to be passive in this process.
Amen. Right.
You see, if you're sitting back waiting for God to give you visions, give you prophecy, do this, do that, well, you might be waiting a while. But you can begin to engage these things by going after, making declarations, doing these little exercises. There's a ton of them all over my website. You know, some are done by Richard, my coworker, some by me. Leading you into the supernatural world, how to protect yourself supernaturally, all kinds of good stuff. You spend some time doing that stuff. I'm sure there's lots of other great resources too. If you invest in that, you're going to grow in it. What you focus on, you're going to become like that. What you behold, you become. Okay? So you can go after this. But anyway, we go up in the court, so we're going on the basis of what's written about me in God's book. We're also going on the basis that now the blood of Jesus is what's speaking for us in the courts, because it says, no weapon formed against us will prosper, and he will condemn every voice speaking against us. It's not so much the weapon, it's the voice in the courts of heaven that's speaking against us, that's kicking our butt. And it might come from something in our life, but many times it comes from things that are in our bloodline. Okay? I'll tell you how that works. I did a prayer in the courts of heaven, and one of the books on my list is called Dangerous Prayers That Destroy Evil Altars in the Courts of Heaven.
Yes.
And you'll be able to find that when you get this page on the website. And there was I use those prayers, but sometimes I just put in my own issue. And the one that I really focused on was bitterness, because I realized that my mother had a lot of bitterness in her life, and I still loved her anyway. I'd forgiven her, but when I did that prayer to dismantle the bloodline inheritance of bitterness, all of a sudden my eyes were open to see different things I was bitter about. I didn't know it. I didn't even realize it. But getting rid of that generational bitterness, then I was able to go into deeper repentance in my own life. And I've noticed a real improvement in some of my closest relationships, where I was kind of holding on to some things. I didn't realize it. Okay? So really look up those resources. Why don't we do... How much time do I have?
You have till 12:15. You have 10 minutes.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's do a... Shall we do a generic Court of Heaven prayer right now?
Yeah.
Let's do that just to sort of loosen things up a bit. What I like to do when I'm going to do some kind of prayer with people is I always like to make sure I have their cooperation. Okay? So I'm going to lead you in a little prayer. You're just going to repeat after me. Okay? Just say, I repent. For myself.
And
my ancestors,
for any cooperation
with evil
and with demons
that would block me
from having the fullness
of everything written in the book of heaven about me. Okay, there we go. See, now we got everybody's permission to go forward. All right. So, Lord, right now, as a group, you're just going to agree with me, okay? We're going to come by faith. We're going to step into the heavenly dimension called the courts of heaven. And now you can use your imagination right now to see that court. It's based on Daniel 7:10. He's sitting on the throne. The books are open. His throne is a flame of fire. Lord, we enter now through the blood of the Lord Jesus that was shed for us. Thank you. We have access to the holiest place by this blood.
Yes.
And we thank you that because of the blood of the Lamb,
we are worthy to stand.
That's right. We're worthy to stand in this place and present our cases before you.
Yes.
Now we just submit ourselves. We yield and submit ourselves. Amen?
Amen.
We come and humbly yield our being and all that we are to you. We want to be an acceptable sacrifice to you, holy and submitted. We ask that we might manifest the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God in and through our lives. Search us, O God, according to your divine inspection, and let us be holy and pleasing unto you. And let anything in us that is against you be removed and extracted from our lives. Lord, we now bring our request and petition before this court. We make our request from our book, our scrolls that are in heaven. And from there, we present our prophetic destiny and purpose that was written about us before time began. To see him opening up that book now. I also ask that anything resisting our destiny and purpose ordained by you would be judged as illegal and unrighteous. We remind the courts that the fulfillment of our purpose of God is dependent on us gaining the destiny intended for us. So therefore we ask, everybody say after me, I ask that all that is written in my book would come to pass now. Okay, now he might lead you through steps to help that happen. Let him lead you, okay? You're not on your own, kiddos. He's with you each step. And Lord, and now we're going to answer the enemy speaking against us. Every case against us from our own life or our bloodline, we now ask that the blood of Jesus would speak for us. According to Hebrews 12:24. Let every sin, transgression, deceit, and iniquity be cleansed away from us. We ask that anything the devil is using to legally deny us all that is ordained for us would now be judged as illegal and unrighteous. We repent for any and all claims against us. Jesus is our intercessor, our propitiation. Our confidence is in his blood. I request that every mouth speaking against us would be stopped in Jesus' name. Okay? We all repent right now for any and all covenants made with demon powers through sacrifices, offerings, vows, announcements, and agreements with witchcraft. We ask that every altar in the spirit world would be torn down and the voice of offerings silenced and the portals and gates of hell shut. Let them now lose their right to function against us. We also give back anything these powers would claim we have gained through them. We want nothing from them. We only want that which comes from Jesus and what is written in our book in heaven. Okay, right now we're just going to take a quiet moment. And just anything the Lord shows you right now, just to either hand over to him or repent of him, just take about a half a minute to do that. You can continue that at home. Lord, we now stand before you justified through the blood and atoning work of Jesus for us. We request everything written in our book will now be brought into reality. We receive that which is being released by verdicts, decisions, and rulings of the court. We thank you for your kindness and power to deliver. We thank you that every power of the devil is revoked. His legal right to harass, resist, and hinder are now annulled and dismissed. Thank you that we are coming into the destiny of God written in our book, in the book of our family. That which has been delayed is now freed to become ours, and we receive it fully now in Jesus' name. Okay, I'm going to stop there and ask you to pass out. While she's passing out this paper to you, let me tell you something. So us getting that new property, it started with the Court of Heaven thing and breaking further. We had been working on breaking the Masonic in our lives a long time, 20 years, my husband and I. But God brought to my attention there was a deeper level, and that was going at it through the courts of heaven, because I had another prayer that I was saying. My husband had been able to find full-time work since a few months before COVID. This was like a year ago this happened, so he'd been out of work like, I don't know how long that was, about a year or something. He just had part-time work. And so God brought it to my attention that we needed to do more work on the Masonic, that we need these other things to go after. And somebody out of the blue sent me those books, and then I had the clients asking for help. So I got my husband, and we said some of the dangerous prayers. We said this prayer. We took it very seriously. Within 3 days, he got a fabulous job.
Wow.
And it was that job and the money we were able to save that caused the other of, you know, actually buying this property, this investment property. So I know these are the areas that's going to help you if you take it seriously. It's going to help you financially. It's going to help you physically, your health, and it's going to help your relationship with God. Because if there's stuff in your bloodline that's involved in the Masonic or the occult, and you don't know for sure, but God can show you what to go after. Let it always be out of your friendship with him. Don't forget that part. Okay, he'll lead you and guide you. But he... You know, there's all these dimensions of heaven that we want to find out and explore, and he'll lead you. And, you know, these, if you look, we're not going to have time to do the one prayer I have on here. The one side of this, it says Courts of Heaven prayer for a loved one. And I've had clients that have used this with people in their family who are really suffering. And they were saying it faithfully day after day, and they really saw a breakthrough there. And we've said it for different members of our family and seen some improvement. This is where you go in the courts of heaven. I think this is a very safe prayer. It's from, I gave you the book it's from, which is one of Robert Henderson's books. Like I said, he has a ton of them. But you can do that on your own, okay? We're not going to do it together. The other side that has the QR code at the top, you see that? Okay, if you're tech savvy, you can find the website like that. If not, you type in firehouseministries.com. And then I have a little picture there of the top of the page where there's a menu. And the second one next to home that says pray. Everybody see that?
Yeah.
If you click on that one, it will take you to a page that says prayer suite or something like that. I can't remember right now. But then you scroll down and there's just one article after another that you can click on Just go through, be led by the Holy Spirit as to what would be helpful. And if you don't find anything, I know he'll show you somewhere else, resources to help you move forward. That's his passion for you, okay? Is to get you connected more and more to what you already have, the riches of Christ within you. I hope this will help to unfold for you in concrete terms what that looks like. It's a shame to have all those riches and you don't know what they are, wouldn't you say?
Amen.
So Holy Spirit, I thank you for being here. I thank you for that fire that's in each one of these women. And I thank you for that epic, multi-dimensional journey that you're going to be taking them on. From wherever they are now, you're going to take them to the next step, and the next step, and the next step. And you're going to have so much fun with them. In Jesus' name, amen.